The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Daniel V'Rivka Westreich V'Yalidei Beisam, Yehi Ratzon Sheyizku L'Torah U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oirach Yamim M'Shanim Tovim V'Noyim. This shiur has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Daniel V'Rivka Westreich V'Yalidei Beisam, Yehi Ratzon Sheyizku L'Torah U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oirach Yamim M'Shanim Tovim V'Noyim.
Chulin Daf Kuf Beis. In the midst of the sugis of Eivim Menachayit, Hatzanageh Halakha L'Maisa, but the shailus of Eivim Menachayit, there is one nukud of Eivim Menachayit that's very negeh L'Maisa, and that's the Hagdora of Eivim Menachayit B'chayeh, and whether that defines Sveikis of Shechita La'achar after Shechita was performed as having a Chazok D'Meikar, which is the sugis in Daf Tes and Daf Yud. But in any case, as far as learning the sugis of Eivim Menachayit, the Gemara has a discussion regarding Malkis, when a person would, he takes a small bird, and he eats the whole thing alive. Did he eat Eivim Menachai, or he just ate it in his Zavuach? Was he over the love of eating Eivim Menachai? The Gemara calls that discussion a discussion of whether Behema Bechayeh Levarim Emedis, whether an animal that's Bechayeh is called an Aver, is called Devarim. The Pashtus is, what it means is it Oymed to be cut into a Varim that we can look at that as eating an Aver? Now, if the question is it Oymed Lekach, L'chayra, is it Oymed Lekach? Is every live animal Oymed that a leg should be cut off B'chayov and eaten? That an animal should have his leg cut off b'chayov and eaten like that? Is it oymed leivorim that you could say that he's eating oymed achay, if that's the pshat? Second of all, if you say that the question is whether it's oymed lekach, lemaisa, maybe for somebody else it's not oymed lekach, because that's aberrant behemah, that's the deviant behemah, it's not normal to eat a behemah like that. But people don't cut off legs of an animal and eat like that. But he did it, so for him it was oymed lekach, because he actually did it. So what exactly is the question whether behemah b'chayev leivorim emedis? The place he says something, he says, if there wouldn't be an issa, would it be Eimed Lekach? Which is hard to be makabel. Is it Eimed Lekach? Is it not Eimed Lekach? What's with the issa? Without this, nothing to do with the issa. It's not Eimed Lekach. And if you say that Eimed Lekach is subjective, so then for him, subjectively, it was Eimed Lekach. V'horai, he ate it that way. So what, L'chayra, the straightforward way of understanding the Gemara, is not that the Gemara means Eimedis Lekach, in terms of, is the behema oymid that a leg should be cut off and eaten as an aver shalom by itself? But the question is more legabi the ma'is achila. When a person eats a person would take a whole live being and swallow it, betzim is not eating an aver. He's eating a live thing. Part of the live animal are the evarim shaboy. How do we look at what he's eating? Do we look at what he's eating as all the pieces of the live thing that he's eating, in which case the pieces are evarim? Or we say no, he's eating the thing itself, the whole thing. He's not eating evarim. How do we define, it's not so much what the behemah is aiming for, but how do we define the act that he's doing? The act that he's doing, the suffix of the Gemara is whether we can legitimately, halachically, define that as a maisa of eating evarim, or we look at the totality of the experience, in which case he ate the whole thing, he didn't eat the evarim shaboy. That's the right way to fataych this Gemara. I'll give an example where this plays itself out. There's an interesting sugya coming out from Yitz Hashem in a few more months, in B'chayr is Davov, Omid Beis, where the Gemara has to look for a pasuk to be matter, interestingly enough, drinking milk. Drinking milk. Why shouldn't you be allowed to drink milk? And the Gemara goes through, the Gemara has to be a pasuk. Gemara being a pasuk, we'll discuss what the pasuk is, and maybe there's an easier makor to learn out. But there's a whole shaila over there whether it's mutter to drink milk. Why not? So the Rishonim understand the hadamin of the Gemara that lulei a pasuk milk would be also to drink. Why? Because the Gemara says over there there's something called yoytze. Yoytze in also lamashul treifa eggs of a treifa animal. Even though it's not basa treifa, but it's also because it's yoytze from basa also. It's yoytze from a treifa. The yoytze min also is also, that's the klal of the Gemara B'chayr. The Rishonim understand that's why there was a Havamina that's also drink milk. Now the question is, what is there a Yotze from? We're talking about a regular cow. We're not talking about a Trefer cow. Trefer cow, you're not allowed to drink the milk. But we're talking about a regular cow. There would be a Havamina, you're not allowed to drink. So the Rishonim seem to understand that it's Yotze from a Behemah B'chaya, is Eva Menachai. It's not just then is a Vuach. The parts of the cow are also to eat because of Eva Menachai. Says the Mechaz Chenuch, in Mitzvah Tofnun Beis, Siv Zayin, that according to the man, the Omar, Behemah B'chaya Loivoru Memedes, it's a Yotze from Eva Menachai. He says it's totally in the man, the Omar. That means that this explanation, the Gemara, is only according to the man, the Omar, that Behemah Bechayel Becheskas is Levar Memedes, which would be totally in the Tutsdot by us in the Gemara. The way we're explaining, L'chor, you don't have it, it's a Deichik, to say that the Gemara is only according to one man, the Omar. The way we're explaining, you don't have to say that. The Shaila of the Gemara is not whether the Behemah is Bechayel Evorim. It's Evorim. Certainly, the physical mitzvah is zevarim evarim. Take a pigeon b'chayel, take a cow b'chayel. There's evarim there. The milk that's yoitza physically is yoitza from evarim. So it would be also unless you had exerza kosim. The discussion by us in the Gemara, which is totally in Manda Omrim, is not what it is, but it's totally in how we define the ma'isa achila, like we said. Do we look at a person who swallowed a whole living being, that he's swallowing the evorim evorim, he's swallowing, when a person swallows a bird, what he's swallowing is the two legs, the wings, the heart, the lung, and so on, or he's swallowing the whole bird is not evorim. But if we say we look at he's swallowing all the parts, the sum total of all the parts, he's swallowing all the parts, and then he ate evorim. The question over there in the Gemara is, what is it physically? Physically, of course it's Yetzer Man from Evarim. So we could be mefakbek on the Mechaz Chinuch's clear that the Gemara over there in Bechoyrois is totally a mandava based on our understanding. That's one example where this Havana plays itself out. We'll just make a cheshbon to be meisiv to this. Maybe you'll argue, im yovoi baldin lachleg v'loimah, that the discussion of the Gemara Bechayis Tavov, there's another suggestion that's posed that the reason why milk would be also, if not proven otherwise, would not be because of Eivim Menachai. Yeah, Lav Levar Mamedis. The reason why it would be also is because Lamaisa is a Nisr and is a Vuach. The reason why Behemah Bechayel is Becheskas Isser, whether I'll say Eivim Menachai is a subject of a major Machalik Sushayim, which we discussed extensively in the beginning of the Mesechta. The other Tzad in that Rishayim, is that a Behemah B'chaya has an Nisayin as a Vuach. The problem is that the Rambam himself holds that any Zavuach is not a Lav, it's not an Isser, it's only a Mitzaseh. It's only a Mitzaseh that can be an Osser to say that a Yoitzim, if it looks like it would be Yoitzim from animals, Yoitzim and Osser. So maybe the Rambam holds like the other side. The problem is that the Rambam holds that Behemah Lav Levar Mevedes. The Rambam passes La'ochu Behemah Lav Levar Mevedes. So to say, according to the Rambam, to say that the Sugi and Bechayis Davov, it can't be going on in Zavuch, because according to the Rambam, there's no such issa. To say that it's going according to Manda Omer, which is Shaloika Alocha, the Manda Omer of Behemah Levar Mevedes, is a major doichi. Better way is to say the way we're saying, that's not totally in the two Manda Omerim. Physically, the milk is Yaitzim in Evorim, from Evim and Achai, it would be also Lule Apostle. Our discussion is when a person eats a whole live being, whether he's doing a maisa of eating evarim, or whether it's called that he's eating the whole thing in one go. It's called he's eating the whole thing. It's not defined as eating evarim. Now, we'll continue the vein of this discussion, even though it's negated, because it'll bring up a lot of interesting things, like our discussion of Eva Menachai. There's a famous kasha that the Shittim Gubetz has asked over there, Bechayis Davov, which is, why does the Gemara have to look for different psukim to be matir eva menachai, to be matir cholov, and we explain the reason why is because the cholov is yoitze from eva menachai. Halloi, we have en lecho adam godl, yoitze me Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu gave the orchim, when they came, he gave them milk, is lechor mufurish, and Avraham Avinu kim kola terakula, is lechor mufurish, klor, he certainly kept the mitzvahs of eva menachai, that was for ben noach, that was mitzvah before. And he gave them milk to drink. So l'choyro, that would be a raya, that milk is mutter, it's not b'chlal, yoytze min ha'osim. The answer to, one answer to the question, says his own answer, the placey says one answer, he says that let's remember that the milk is not Eva Menachai. The milk is Yoytze Men Eva Menachai. The sugi of Yoytze, which we find in different places in Shas, is a separate Isser, which is incumbent on Yisrael. That's what the pasuk is. Ben Noyach only has the Isser of Eva Menachai, not Yoytze Men Eva Menachai. So if we say that Avraham Avinu fed the guests who he thought were Arabs, he felt them like goyim, so he gave them only what was mutter to eat to a ben noach. But yoytze milk, that's yoytze min eiv and achai would be mutter. That's the teretz of the place. What the Shittim Kubetz himself answers is that ben noach does not have an iser of bosom and achai, only eiv and achai. There's two categories discussed by us in these dafim, koval of kubes, eiv and achai, and bosom and achai, because I is bosom and achai without atzomois, and then there's eivim and achai, which would be even less than a kazayis, and it would include the gidim and atzomois together with. That's the chiddush of our sugya. So he says that ben noach only has the issue of eivim and achai, not bosom and achai. Milk is yoytze from a specific eivim, or it's yoytze from bosom, it's yoytze from the flesh of the cow. It's yoytze from bosom and achai. Bosom and achai is not yoytze, not awesome. Again, like we said, the place he's answering, because the yoytze doesn't answer. The shita says more than that. He says it's not even yoytze min ha'osu, because klapei ben noach, only eivim min ha'chai is also, not bosom min ha'chai. Okay, that's the teretz of the shita. The problem with that is that the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim, halacha yud paskins klor, that they do have an iser of eivim min ha'chai and bosom min ha'chai. So the teretz is not going to hold according to the Rambam. So Mela will have to use other teretz. The teretz will be that Yoytzim and also doesn't exist by Ben Noach, and that's why you can learn out from Avraham Avinu. Maybe Avraham Avinu himself was makbid on the Yoytzim also, he kept calling Tarekula, but Lagabi feeding the Arabs, he fed them only what was mutter to a Ben Noach. Yoytzim and also, the milk in that case would be mutter to drink, that'll be the teretz. Now, we just mentioned a Rambam that holds that there's an Isser on a Ben Noach of Eivim Menachai and Bosom Menachai. There's a famous kasha that's asked that l'chor the Rambam is connected to the Gemara. The Gemara by us says that Eivim Menachai is a pasuk by Parshas Noach. Bosom Menachai is not a chal. Torah over this is Eivim. Torah doesn't say Menachai. The Gemara learns out that means Eivim Menachai. Bosom Menachai is something else. It's learned out of a pasuk Bosom Basad that Treif Elo Yisrachelu that teaches that meat that's from a live animal that was torn off a live animal has din of a treifa. L'chor Ben Noach doesn't have an issue of treifa. How can you have the issue of Bosom and Achai? This is a problem. The Kesem Mishnah asked this question in, like we said, Perek Tes Mechus Malachim. He brings a riot to Tesis and Kuv Chof Tes, who holds like the Shittim Kubetzes that Bosom and Achai is not also by Ben Noach, only Eivim and Achai. What can we say if you the Rambam? What can we say if you the Rambam? If Yisrael's issue of Bosom and Achai is learned out of Bosom Basod the Treifa, how could that include when a Ben Noach doesn't have the issue of Treifa? An animal with internal damages is mutter to a Ben Noach. You're allowed to sell it to a goy. But Bosom and Achai, flesh that was ripped off a live animal, over there not. Even though the Gemara says by Yisrael, that's Alts Bosom Basod the Treifa. Zekushi Alim to Admoid. So we're going to say over a Dvar Chiddush over here. There's a famous Rambam, with the Rambam over there, also in Hilchos Malachim, says that the Issa Eivim and Achai by Ben Noach, when does he get punished? And the Issa Oynish of Ben Noach is always Misa, not Malkus, by Yisrael, if he's over Lavi, he gets Malkus, if he's over Machol Sassus. Or Goy gets Misa. When does a Ben Noach get Misa for eating Eivim and Achai Bekolshu? What happened to the Shir B'chol HaToyah Kula of Kizayis? So they want to know where the Rambam's coming from, where the Rambam get that a Ben Noach is over Bekolshu. One approach is a famous postulation from the Chassam Sofer that shiurim don't exist. All shiurim, kizayis, revius, maybe the age of 13, divogam gadol, don't exist by Ben Noach. It's a sweeping chiddush. It has sources. The Chassam Sofer discusses it. Loize in yoneinu. Another mahaloch is to define differently by a goy. Only Yisrael has isuri achila. We understand the Moshe. We'll learn that isuri achila is alts the tumah shemoy the pasuk in Parshas Shmini that talks about machalos hasus, talks about v'nitamtem v'nitmeisem tumtem aleiv, all that of these misogim only exist by Yisrael, by a goy. A goy doesn't have the mitzvah of kedusha, he doesn't have the issue of tumah, he doesn't have tumtem aleiv. A goy, a ben noach, is mitzvah only in a way that keeps the structure of a normal, sane, moral world. There's a lot to say on this topic. But the tzura of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is really only a basic outline of a moral lifestyle. In that sense, it can't be that the iser of achila of a ben noach is alts the tumah shabay alts the machol sasur shabay. So Rashi in Sanhedrin Nun Vav Amid Beis l'chayr to address this point b'koytze dvarav, Rashi says that the gather of iser even min achay by ben noach is the Rashi says because it's eni oimid l'achila. To a bunch of Pashas Noach, before the Mabul, there was no such thing as getting meat b'chlal. Kimavu and Rashi and Pashas Noach. The Noach, who Bonav came out of the Teva, one of the things the Rebbe Shalom said is that from now on, person was on a Madrega where he needed, Achilas Basas Mutter, Ach Dome Benafshay, but not Minachai. Rashi says that live animals are supposed to be treated, the animals kishalatzmai. The this that the Torah was matir, for the consumption of man, meat, is only when that meat is dead. The meat that's alive, that's part of an animal, that's pasha, not part of man's world, that's part of the natural world. It's not there for man. It's not alzmachol. It's alz, there's a separation between what's meant to exist in the natural world, and then there's what you're supposed to make part of your world, what you're supposed to eat. Not because of the tumah of the achila, but it's a crossing of boundaries. Sort of like a gezel from the natural world. Comes out in the middle that the Isser has nothing to do with Machol Sasuris per se. The Shir is not Pekazayis. This is another approach to understand that the Rambam understood Minasvari. It doesn't need a source. There's no reason why the Shir of eating Evim and Achai should be Pekazayis, because the Isser is not the classic Machol Sasuris that we have B'chol HaTerekula by Yisrael. That's how we understand the Rambam. In Cain, what the Rambam understands only by Yisroel, where we're dealing with Machol Sasuris, Evim Menachai is a Meichel Da'asar. It's a behemoth that doesn't have a Cheskas, doesn't have a Chalois Heter Shechita. Bosor also doesn't have the Heter Shechita. Why is B'demel Letrefer that doesn't have a Heter Shechita? It's Shechted, but doesn't have a Heter Shechita. By a Goy, by a Ben Noach, that's not the point. The point is, like we're saying, there's a crossing of boundaries in eating Evim Menachai. Memelo by a Goy, Evim Menachai, but the pshat is that a live animal is not meant to be part of man's consumption. That's true both if you eat a whole aver, that's true also if you take a chunk of meat. Evim Menachai and Bosim Menachai are the same thing for a Ben Noach. They're only not the same thing for Yisrael, because in Machol Zasurus, they're different. But in terms of the crossing of boundaries that a Ben Noach is mitzvah, for that Evim Menachai and Bosim Menachai are the same thing, that's the day of the Rambam. We'll add, there's a famous kasha, the Shagasai asks on the Rambam. If we say that a Ben Noach is mchuyiv on kol shu by Yisrael Menachai, so why does the Gemara say, why do we need to come out to an Yisrael Menachai? If according to the Rambam there's an Yisrael Basel Menachai, what's the whole reason? The Gemara says by Yisrael Nafkuv Beis, what's the whole reason? Every Eivim Menachai is also Basel Menachai. Why did there have to be Moisiv, a separate issue of Eivim Menachai? So the Gemara says, because Basel Menachai, theoretically, the flesh that he ate could be less than a Gezayis. And over here, the reason why he'll be Oivir is because less than a Gezayis, but he's Oivir because the Eivir has a Cheshuvus for itself. He eats from a little small bird, and he eats a leg of a bird, he rips it off the bird, and he eats it. The Basel Gidin Vatzamas are less than a Gezayis. He's Oivir because of the Tesefes of having a whole Eivir Kitzurasa with the Basel Gidin Vatzamas. Yeah, that's by Yisrael, where we're talking about you need a shear for Kazayis. But by Ben Noach, the shear is Bekolshu. So he's over on the Basar itself. Why do we need a separate Issa? Why do we need to get him with a separate Issa of Evim and Achai? This is a famous kasha of the Shagasai asked on the Shita of the Rambam. That, on the one hand, the Rambam holds that there's an Issa, Evim and Achai, and Basar and Achai, not like places we said, as well as that the Rambam holds the shear of Evim and Achai is Bekolshu. Who needs that Evim and Achai? That's the kasha on the Rambam that the Shagasai has. Says Rav Kiva Egem, Sochem Bav Chavdal Amad Beis, that's talking about where he ate the Aver, he ate the Basim and Achai Shaloki Derech Achil. What happened was, the person would eat meat that's so hot that it's scalding to the taste, Shaloki Derech Achil, or he swallows it down raw, it's Shaloki Derech Achil. The halacha would be that if it's eaten in a way that shalai kedarach achila, he won't be chayv, because it's not a regular ma'is achila. So, als the basi wouldn't be over because shalaka der achilo. Why would he be over? He'd be over only because the Gemara says, haloi, that even achai is over for eating basa, gidim vatsamis. Gidim vatsamis are not edible. So in the chiddush of Eva Menachai lies inherently the fact that you're over on Eva Menachai eating even a maisa which is like a derech achila. Oh, says Rav Kivega, that's why the Rambam holds you need an issa of Eva Menachai. Else the issa of Basa Menachai, the shalaka derech achila would be potter, but a goy will be chayiv if he eats the Eva. Why? Because in Eva Menachai, you're over even on shalaka derech achila. The problem is, with Rav Kivega's approach, that the reality there, diukim, Rav Shach, Zatzal makes the cheshbon Aviezer in Hilchos Melachim, that the right way to understand, Rav Chaim speaks this, has a whole shtick on Eiv Mechai in the Sefer, is not that you're chayef for eating, doing a maisa achila on bosor, gidim, vatzomois. You're over on the bosor. The gidim vatzomois give the bosor a chshivus of eating a whole organism even though it's less than a kazayis. That means, you need a regular maisa achila on the bosa. The gidim vatzomis, it's starif to give it a chshivus. You don't need a kazayis. In Cain, you have to do a maisa achila kedarka because the eating is an eating on the bosa itself. If the bosa was eaten shaloi kedarka, over there the gidim vatzomis will not be mechayim. It's only because you're over on the bosa together with the gidim vatzomis. That's why even though gidim vatzomis shaloi kedarka, but it gives the achila on the bosa a chshivus. So Reb Kivega's cheshbon is difficult. The Chassam Sofer says something else. The Chassam Sofer says that he comes up with a chab case. He says that you have a chole sheyesh besakono, and the doctor commanded him to eat meat. The only meat that was around was basar menachai. He says, so what happened was, he's allowed to eat the meat, because that he's mechuyev to eat. But he's not mechuyev to eat it together with the gidim atzomos. So in that case, if the Torah was mitzavo, naveiro, of eating Eva Menachai, so if he ate the basa with Gidim Vatzamois, that would create a shame issa. The Chassam Sofer is interesting, because if he had a heter to eat the meat, so now it becomes also with the Gidim Vatzamois, the meat itself is mutter. B'chor, if the meat itself is mutter for him to eat, so then, how could you say that it's also because you have the basa gidim atzomis? The meat itself is allowed to eat, it's because of sheyesh b'zakhono. What you have to say is the Chassam Sofer held that the issue of eating basa gidim atzomis is not inherently in the basa. It's again the basa gidim atzomis together. So the basa could be mutter kishalatzim, but it's together with the gidim atzomis, it assumes a new form. Again, not so much like this cheshem that we explained from Chaim and Rav Shach, you understand the Eivim Menachai. So the Kasha, we discussed different Mahachim, we've discussed different points that come up in the definition of Eivim Menachai as opposed to Bosa. Menachai hein by Yisrael, hein by Benoyah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.